This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Kobe Bryant seems to have the Midas touch. He's worth tens of millions. Even his old basketball shorts are worth a lot. Those are some of the items that Bryant's mother wants to sell at auction, and he's gone to court to try to stop her. For athletes, sometimes the biggest challenges come from family. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noel King has the story.
Wade Davis admits he's no Kobe Bryant. He spent 4 years in the NFL, but he was a free agent, making six figures a year, not millions. Still, for a working-class kid, that was a lot of money. So when he went out with friends, there were certain expectations.
I can remember going to bars and clubs, and I don't even drink alcohol, you know, and getting stuck with a $400 to $500 tab. And I'm like, wait a minute. I had four Sprites.
Davis says his parents didn't ask for much, but his three older sisters and extended family.
When you go out to dinner and it's 17 people there, they're ordering everything from lobster and steak and then the dessert and another dessert. And they're just laughing and joking. And when the bill comes, it's like, here you go, Wade.
Don't take 17 people out to dinner.
Andre Merkeen, a financial advisor with Wells Fargo, tells athlete clients, if your family asks for money,
call Andre. Call me first. Let me be the guy to say no.
It's not just the family you grow up with. Rick Flynn of Rothstein Cass, a financial advisory firm, also advises athletes. He says marrying young is the biggest threat to wealth.
I'm not telling you everybody needs to do it like Derek Jeter and not get married until after their career, but the number one destroyer of wealth is going to be divorce.
Merkeen and Flynn say the most effective financial advisors for young athletes are retired pros who have gone broke, because those guys really understand the mix of pride and pressure that a young athlete feels. Wade Davis remembers that feeling.
I'm not going to lie. There were times when I did pay just because it felt good, you know, to not only pay for my friends, but to feel like I was this superstar. And even though I was the 53rd guy on the roster.
Davis is retired and he's doing just fine financially. He still gets requests for money and still.
I have a problem saying no to family members, friends. It's just who I am as a person. I look in the mirror sometimes and go, just say no, just say no.
But he says he doesn't expect that saying no will ever get that much easier. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
More wealth and poverty coverage at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.